Tom, what's it like to be back racing at Pimlico?
Very exciting. Most of my crew and a lot of the fans look forward to this meet. And what we have on the docket for this meet is pretty huge. I mean, obviously it starts with the Preakness, the Black Eyed Susan. But the meet in general, from the racing standpoint and the promotional standpoint, I think will beat everything we've done in the past.
And to that end, larger purses, bigger stakes races, and continued racing through the Preakness.
Absolutely. One of the big changes is we'll race through the Belmont June 8th this year. We have the horses, we have the purse money, so we're going to do that. It should be a benefit to everyone involved. As far as the stakes program, with the working with the horsemen, we've redone some of the stakes. You'll see the Black Eyed Susan is now going for $500,000. Hopefully I can get a grade one on it next year. And the overnights have gone up about 10 or 15% from Laurels. So overall, the reception from the horsemen's been fantastic, and the public is very pleased.
What about the facility, the work you guys have done during the off season?
Well, I don't think it's any secret. The facility is old. We call it traditional or historic. But the truth is it's old, and you can see some of the changes we made. You're standing in one area right now, the winner's circle, which we've redone. We've painted and cleaned up a lot of areas. We've modified certain areas, and it's all for the betterment of a guest experience. And I think the people are going to be happy when they come out.
Can you just talk to us about opening day, the first race I just wrapped up?
The first race was a great way to start. The time was fine. The track looks good. I talked to a couple of the jocks and the owners. They think the facility's in great shape and the track's in great shape.
And how important is it, this meet? So much racing is done at Laurel, but then for the time you're here, for the 2.5 months you're here.
It's very important. I mean, when we come to Pimlico, we're on the national scene. And that starts, obviously, with the Preakness. And as you well know, the infield has expanded tremendously, and we're headlining Pitbull, McLemore & Lewis, Florida Georgia Line, among others. And this year we're going to do something a little different on Black Eyed Susan Day. We're going to open up the infield. We've got the Goo Goo Dolls playing. There'll be two other bands announced. We're partnered with Susan G. Komen on that day. And, I mean, even drop back to the first Saturday here. We're going to give away about $20,000 worth of wagers, 500s and 1,000s, that if you win the contest, you can bet on a horse here at Pimlico, $500 or $1,000. I think it's pretty special.
And when the horses get out here on the track and you see the fans back, I know you've talked to a lot of the horse people. What are you hearing from the fans as they come back to Pimlico again?
They're happy. They were concerned, as you well know, for a number of years, that racing would be shrunk to almost nothing. And right now, I mean, there's a 10-year agreement in place. The relationship with the state, the horsemen, and the breeders is very good. So there's certainty here. So from the fan standpoint, I think one guy yelled at me this morning, bring it on. So we're bringing it on.